Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
We're doing our grow model. The whole objective is for us not to remain stagnant, but to grow and become better Christians in every way possible. But we are still talking about When God Said Remember, a book penned by Dr. Mark Finley. We do have Brother Henry Paul Baradze joining us on the line to talk to us about just that. And today we're focusing on false Sabbath, history, and deception. And I want to say this because it's important that we understand when we are talking about the false Sabbath, the truth does matter, especially when it's been tampered with. The Sabbath has been changed, challenged, and counterfeited throughout history, and it's important for you to know that history. But God's truth never needed a rebrand. It's time we clear the confusion and return to what was always. That's why we do have Brother Henry Paul Baradze joining us on the line to talk to us about just that. Brother Baradze, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon to you and good afternoon to the listeners.
Thank you very much. What are the historical roots of Sunday observance, Brother Baradze?
Thank you so much. The historical roots of Sunday observance are not found in the Bible. Yes, but for the Sabbath, the seventh day, we find it in the Bible, and we see that Christ, God, is the one who began keeping the first day, the seventh day. But for Sunday observance, it has no roots in the Bible. We don't find any record in the Bible where God instituted the worship on Sunday. So worship on Sunday, we find it in the history. It began with no other than Constantine, Emperor Constantine, in 321 AD. He's the one who instituted the first national Sunday law, where all people were supposed to worship in the Roman Empire, were supposed to worship on Sunday. So in the Bible, there is no any record where Sunday observance is enforced or is put. So it has no roots with God, but it find it. It's a hidden thing. It began with Constantine, and we see the Romans, the Roman Catholic Church, beginning to use it much as their mark of authority. Gibbon says that Sunday observance is the change of our worship from first day to this, from the seventh day to the first day, is the mark of the Catholic Church. It's their mark of authority. So it's them that instituted the change of worship from the seventh day to the first day. So it has no roots in the Bible, but it has roots in the paganism. You find its roots where in the Catholic system. So it's the Catholics that change worship from the first day, from the seventh day of the week to the seventh day, from the seventh day of the week to the first day of the week.
When they changed it, did they not point to any scripture in the Bible as a basis for their change?
No. They never made any change based on scripture, because scripture is clear that the seventh day is a first day. The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. We find that in Exodus 20, verse 8. And we also find in Genesis 2, verse 1 to 3, that God himself rested on the seventh day. He rested on the seventh day. For them, they only allude to saying the resurrection, because Christ rose on the first day of the week. That's why we worship on Sunday. But there is no basis in scripture to tell us that we ought to worship on the first day of the week because that's the day that Christ rose. No. We only find that God instituted what is known as the Lord's Supper for us to commemorate his death and resurrection, not Sunday observance. Sunday observance has no basis in scripture. There's no scripture which supports the observance of Sunday.
So why does a change in the day of worship matter so much spiritually?
Oh, yes, it does matter so much, because the day of worship indicates whom we are worshiping. If we are worshiping on a wrong day, then we might be worshiping another god. Because the God who made heaven and earth, he instituted a day in which we should worship him. And in the fourth commandment, he says that remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. For in 6 days, God made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day, he rested. And he said we ought to worship on the seventh day because himself, he rested on the seventh day. So the Sabbath is a sign which shows us that we are children of God. The Sabbath is the one which tells us that we are indeed sanctified by God, the creator of heaven and earth. It tells us who is our maker. It tells us whom we worship. So if we're worshiping on a wrong day, we might just be worshiping another God. We're just worshiping another God. Because the God who made heaven and earth instituted a day where we should worship him. And that's no other than the seventh day, the Sabbath, the Saturday. So we ought to worship on that day. The change of worship, or the change of day indicates that we are worshiping another. So it's imperative that we worship the true God on the right day. Because the Sabbath is the mark of God. It's a seal of God. So that shows us that we are really children of God. So we ought to worship on the right day. And the right day is the seventh day.
Before we continue, Brother Baraz, just help us there. The Ten Commandments don't say we must worship on the seventh day. It simply says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It doesn't say anything about worship. Just clarify that for me.
Oh, very good question. Very good question. So when we go to, when we look at this, it tells us to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Right.
Because God rested there on the seventh day. Mm. Then we need to look at from the patriarchs. When were they worshiping? When you go to Exodus 16, we find that the children of Israel were not supposed to wake on the seventh day. They were supposed to rest. They are supposed to rest on the seventh day. And also we see an example from Christ Jesus himself that he had a custom. In Luke 4, verse 16, we said Christ had a custom where he could go in the synagogue to worship on the seventh day. So Christ, our God, God the Son, was worshiping on the first day of the week. So we also need to learn from him that we need to do as Christ did, where he could worship on the first day of the week. And we also learn from the Apostle Paul in Acts 17 verse 1, that he reasoned with them in the scriptures for three Sabbaths. He could go to church, the apostle of God, who wrote many books in the Bible. He could go to worship on the seventh day. So we find that in scripture, many of God's children were worshiping on the first day, as well as John the Revelator in Revelation 1 verse 9. We see that he was in the spirit on the Lord's day. So that indicates that even the disciples were keeping the seventh day. There's no any change of worship. After Christ is resurrected, we see all the disciples still keeping worshiping what? Worshiping God on the seventh day. Mm-hmm. So the disciples never changed the Sabbath, and we don't see any change in the Bible. But we only see a change in AD 321 when Constantine put up that law, Sunday law.
Okay,
yes.
Let's get into that, exactly what you just spoke about. How does prophecy describe the rise of false teachings of the Sabbath?
Thank you so much. So prophecy indeed did indicate or describe the rise of false teachings on the Sabbath. When you read in Daniel 7, we're told of a little horn. This little horn, we're told, he would think to change times and seasons. And we see that there is the papacy who is described as the little horn, who is described as a beast coming from the sea in Revelation 13. So when the papacy ruled from 538 to 1798, they pushed so much the issue of Sunday observance. Yes. And we see it being predicted by Daniel, saying that the papacy will rule for a time, times and half a time. And we see during the time that they reigned, that's when Sunday observance was mainly enforced.
Okay. So what can we as human beings do to humbly share the truth about, or without arrogance?
Oh, yes. We indeed need to tell the truth, but we need to tell it with humility. And we need to tell even our Sunday going friends who go on Sunday, we need to tell them the truth. But as we tell them the truth concerning the Sabbath, we need to tell it in love. Because not all the Sunday keepers know that indeed the Sunday observance
right.
is wrong. So as we tell them, we need to tell them with humility. And also we need to tell them that indeed the seventh day Sabbath is this mark of God. It is a seal of God. Mm. Then at some point when National Sunday law is put in our time. When National Sunday law will be put in America and put in other countries, when that will be put, that will be now a mark of the beast. Now, when the mark of the beast is put, everyone will be made to decide whether to worship the true God on the seventh day Sabbath, or to worship the beast, or to worship the dragon on the first day of the week. But as we tell people, we need to tell them with humility that we need to worship God on the right day, which is the seventh day. And as we tell them, let's tell them with love. Let's tell the Catholics with love and humility that indeed the true day of worship is the seventh day. And as we tell them, let's also encourage them that God still loves them. They are his children. They may be sincere worshiping on the first day of the week, but God is saying that they should come out of her. As they come out of her, they should now join God's remnant people who worship on the seventh day, which is Adventist, Seventh-day Adventist. So there's need for people to be told this truth. We need to proclaim the third angel's message and proclaim this truth that in love and humility.
Okay. So how do we guard ourselves now against spiritual deception?
Okay. So we can only be safe by the truth through the study of God's word. We need to study God's word. We need to live by God's word, and we need to apply God's word in our lives. Like we are told that you shall know the truth, and the truth will do what? Will set you free. What will set us free is the truth. The truth on the Sabbath, which tells us that God rested on the seventh day of the week.
Right.
He made this whole world 6 days, but on the seventh day of the week, he rested. When we keep that truth is going to set us free from deception, as well as by keeping on to study, as well as the need for us to pray.
Right.
Keep praying, seeking guidance as we study God's word. There's need to seek for guidance. There's need to pray for the Holy Spirit to convict us of sin, of righteousness,
right,
and of judgments. As we pray, God will help us in a mighty way.
Wow. All right. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it. Today is the penultimate day for us together. We finalize our conversation together tomorrow. Until then, have a wonderful day further, sir.
Thank you, and God bless. Enjoy your day.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.